Captain, hold, guys.
Hey, is Greg available?
Speaking.
Hey, Greg, this is Russell from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Doing well, thank you. Hey, I know you're probably pretty busy over there, so I don't want to take up too much time, but just trying to check in here at the end of the year to see if you guys have any equipment financing or working capital needs coming up that maybe you're looking for next year.
Don't. Actually, we've got lines of credit. We've paid them off, and that's a good thing. So I got money in the bank, so...
Hey, it sounds like you're sitting pretty then.
Dude, yeah, I know, and the economy's crappy, so...
Yeah, understood.
Yeah, it's the first time that we've got a $500,000 at our disposal, laying around doing nothing, so...
Hey, well, it sounds like things are great then.
Yeah, really, it's pretty good, so...
Okay, so do you guys have any...
Happy hunting to you, man. And, it's all good.
Hey,
thank you. You never know, though. You never know.
Well, yeah, exactly. So since you don't really ever know, is there maybe an email I could get a hold of just to send over some details in case something does come up? I'd love to be a resource for you guys in the future.
Why not? I appreciate small banks. Fuck the big ones.
Hey, right? That's what I mean.
I mean, totally and truthfully.
Hey, absolutely. That's what we're here for. We want to build a relationship with our clients. We don't want to just send them on their way.
Exactly. Well, you know, I refied with Citibank some number of years ago. I don't know how many years ago, and it saved me, you know, overall. Well, plus I'm paying off early. I'm going to be I'll have this thing paid off five years early.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. Are they going to try and stack any type of penalties on you for that?
No. By that point, there'll be none. And you know what? I don't even care. You know how much money, you know how much interest I'll save by, you know, even though
Just knocking it out of the way now.
Yeah, it's cracking me up. And plus, the refi alone saved me almost $200,000 in interest. So I'm way ahead of the game. I'm a happy camper.
I bet.
I'm going to love owning and having no freaking payments. You know, that's one thing. You know, it just makes life that much easier, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm in a time to really start socking it away, you know?
Yeah, so how's the industry treating you guys right now then? How
terrible,
has it been going?
Terrible, man. Terrible. We're down.
Yeah.
You know, so when the oil went, when the oil goes, so goes the hose guys, okay? And
yeah.
a lot of other industrial distribution type businesses. So
yeah, understood.
We immediately, I mean, the day that the oil tanked, we were down. We've been down 40% ever since.
Oh wow, that's
pretty
heavy.
But at least we're not. We're just dead nuts even with last year.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask, is to see if you guys, I mean, I would say, you know, probably pretty difficult to grow in a time like this, but at least you guys are staying consistent.
Absolutely consistent, yeah. And, you know, and truthfully, I had cancer, so that took, you know,
sorry to hear that, but it sounds like you're doing much better then, yeah?
Yeah, whatever, I'm in remission, and I'm pretty much over it, and they kind of tell me that they were sure that they got it all.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, but you know, like they couldn't tell me that, you know, they couldn't remember that. And as time goes on, he says I'm at about an 85% percentile now, with, you know, only 15% chance of getting it. And he says in another year I'm going to be in the high 90s. So
hey, that is awesome to hear, man. That's
man,
awesome.
It really
congratulations.
Is, you know, I don't know if you know of anybody that's had cancer.
No one very close to me, so I can't really tell. But I have
to
say, from what I understand though, and to hear that you're doing well is really great. That's awesome.
Well, it's a pretty frightening thing. And
I can only imagine. I'm sure it is. You must be a tough cookie then.
Oh, dude, you know, we could. If we got started, you know, so I'm a businessman for 30-odd years, right? So when I had cancer, I approached it like I would approach any other business problem. A problem, first you identify the problem, then you solve the problem, and that's exactly how I went on at
it. That's a brilliant, brilliant strategy to take on with that.
Exactly. So anyhow, so that kind of took me out of things, you know. I was here, but I wasn't, you know.
Oh, I can only imagine, yeah.
And
I mean, there's no way you can do as much as you'd plan to in a situation like that.
Well, physically it was bad, but it was mostly just a kind of a mental trip getting through it all, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
So I just wasn't, you know, just wasn't the same person. Didn't want to pick the phone up, make the call. So you know, I'm a big part of the sales effort.
Yeah.
So that doesn't help either. So, you know, I think that's why because I started feeling a whole lot better this year.
Okay, well that's great to hear.
Exactly. So. Yeah, I think that's probably part of the reason why we're at a even and not, because a lot of other guys that I know are down another 10 and 15% this year.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I mean, like you said, though, that quick drop of 40% as oil did its thing, is that's a heavy margin to be losing on real quick.
It is, man, because we had to just restructure, readjust the whole our. Whole
oh, yeah, thing. The whole thing's got to change.
Yeah, but it didn't stop me from, you know, going and pimping our limo. I think about 5 years ago, I told my brother, I said, you know, this is ridiculous. We're renting limos all the time. Let's just buy one. And we did. We got a 27-footer, and it's...
Oh, wow. There you go.
Pretty fun, huh?
Yeah, I can only imagine. And see, and that's kind of why I'm asking. I mean, I can hear that you're obviously sitting pretty for the moment right now, especially with, you know, what the economy's doing or anything. But, you know, if you do have in the near future, you know, something along those lines, like another limo that you're trying to pick up or just about anything else, I mean, that's where I'd love to come in and help you finance with that, you know?
Yeah, right. I'll be honest with you. I don't ever want to finance another thing in my life.
Nah, and I can kind of understand why.
I really don't. And I'm so close to never financing anything again. Incidentally, I'm 58 years old, okay? But I'm a very young 58. Shit, we were just in Vegas. I was up till 4:15. By the way, I did yank 1,500 out of and I mean, I'm not bullshitting you. I yanked 15, and that's not, you know, that's no big shakes, but...
Hey, it's better than nothing, right?
Well, it's better than losing 15.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It was 1,700 that I walked out with, 1,700 more than I walked in, and and it was at my favorite place, too, the Mirage.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
We stayed in a place you probably never heard of, it, Mandarin Oriental. Have you ever heard of it?
Oh, I actually have not, no.
No, most people haven't, because there's no gambling there.
Okay. I'm actually headed there for Halloween, so I kind of have plans of my own. Hopefully I end up as well as you did.
Yeah, right. Well, this place, though, check it out, man. The reason why it's there, because my nephew's a sommelier, okay? Sommelier or whatever you want to call him. You know, wine, one of these wine dudes, right? And he's so high, and he's only 28, and he's so high up there, there's only, there's 220 of them in the world that got his credentials, okay?
That's wow.
People, okay?
That's very impressive.
So he's making bank at this restaurant, because it's, me and two friends ate there about 6 years ago, and he said the price now is doubled. And it cost us, and he gave us half off, and it was $1,200 for three people, okay?
Oh, my gosh, wow.
Yeah, right?
And you're saying since then it's doubled?
Well, he said now it would be $1,000 a head, so...
No, holy hell.
Three people, okay?
Dang. Yeah.
So check it out. Here's why there's no this is why they decided that they didn't want any gambling, is because they want anonymity for their clientele, okay?
Oh, okay, I see.
Fucking room, so, I mean... My nephew said almost on a daily basis when he goes to work, and because he goes in the, you know, he doesn't go in the whatever the public elevate access, he goes in the management access, and that.
Yeah.
Almost every time that he's going to work, he'll see some actor or actress or several of them, you know.
Yeah.
The big namers. Now put it this way. I don't even think that place would let the Kardashians stay there.
That's a good thing.
Right, because they want to show their shit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I bet, exactly.
And
that's their whole thing.
For all the people that want quiet and peaceful, but you get your ass pampered off, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Sounds like a pretty fun spot then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they got, you know, a great sky bar on the 23rd floor that's bitching and all.
That's awesome.
A lot of hotties around.
I bet you loved that, didn't you?
Oh, no. Yeah, come on, man. I do love that. my home away from home is Costa Rica.
Oh, no way. I actually just got back from there.
Really?
Yeah, my girlfriend has a couple of houses there with her family, so I spent a couple weeks there, and it is my new favorite place, 100%.
Really? Is that your first trip?
Yeah, it was my first time there. Just surfed the entire time, and it was amazing. No one in the water. Super remote area of Costa Rica, too.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yep. Yeah. Well, I'm single, and I go down there and tear it out, mother.
Oh, you like the ticas down there?
Fucking yeah, man. Are you kidding me? Of course, I love the baseball down there, man.
Hey, good to hear you're taking advantage of that.
We could be here for we could definitely spend a few hours on just me. Costa Rican, but you're with a chick now, and that's good and all too, man. I've had my shares of I'm consider myself lucky. I've been in love 5 times in my life, and not many.
Hey, that's an awesome thing to hear.
And I'll say that maybe one more time, and it's going to be one of them ticas down there. I'll tell you right now. I've had enough of the Orange County women. And I've taken enough of your time. I actually got some orders I got to get in.
Hey, no worries. But
okay,
hey, Greg.
So listen, Greg F. at theoseguys.com.
It's Greg F?
Yeah, G-R-E-G-F like Frank.
Got it. At Hose Guys. Is it The Hose Guys or just Hose Guys?
Well, you might have to just go on the web and figure that out for yourself.
Yeah. All right, I think it's just Hose then, right?
Oh, man.
All right, I'll do a little research then.
What's the name of my company? Do you know?
Oh, I know it's Hose Guys. I'm just wondering, sometimes the emails get a little different.
But it's not Hose Guys.
Are you sure?
In our
database, that's
what
it's showing up at.
I know I've owned the company 26 years. I'm not sure of the name.
Well, you're
all right, gentlemen. Have a good afternoon.
All right, I'll send you over some details. Yeah, you too. Have a good one.
Okay, bye.